This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:39 in the morning. It's Wednesday, the 17th of March, and you're listening to The Morning Run with Wong Xiaoning and Philip C. Now, in about half an hour, we're going to have our breakfast grill. And what's going to be happening then, Philip?
Yep. So Roshan Kanasan is going to speak to Kamarul A. Muhammad, founder of Aerodyne Group, a Malaysian drone solution company that has over 400 drone professionals operating in the unmanned aerial vehicle services sector and manages over 300,000 infrastructure assets with 110,000 flight operations across 35 countries globally. So we speak to its founder about their partnerships globally, working with regulators in Southeast Asia, and the level of government support and funding adequacy.
Oh, interesting stuff. So do tune in after the 8 a.m. news bulletin. And keeping on theme about aviation,
all things,
or
flying,
all things that are flying, according to the International Air Transport Association, passenger traffic, of course, fell 72%. Compared to 2019, which is the worst than the minus 69% recorded last December. Now, with travel bans still tightly in place globally, the aviation industry continues to struggle to survive. Some airlines have been forced to fold, while others have had to adopt severe cost-cutting measures and debt restructuring.
This includes airports as well, and they have been recording a sharp fall in revenue since travel bans were enforced. Case in point, Heathrow. Passenger numbers were down 98% last April during the first lockdown, and about 30% of its employed staff were made redundant overnight. Up to a third of their 75,000 strong workers have lost their jobs. So how exactly have airports been surviving this past year? And as long as travel restrictions are in place, will they be able to sustain themselves for another year?
So for some insights into this, we're speaking to Steve Saxon, who's the partner at McKinsey & Company. Now, thanks for joining us this morning, Steve. Talk to us, you know, tell us about how this pandemic has severely affected the revenue streams of airports globally, as well as the cost reduction measures that they've had to take so far.
Airports' main revenue streams come from two places. They come from the planes which are landing, paying landing and parking fees, and they come from the passengers themselves, who are buying things in the terminal and paying for car parking. Unfortunately, with most global air traffic down 80% or more, airport revenues have also come down significantly in line with that. On the cost side, unfortunately, most of the costs of running an airport are fixed. You have the buildings in place, you have the staff in place, and therefore many airports are in a very difficult financial situation over the last year. That does vary from place to place. Like, I'm currently sitting in Beijing Daxing Airport talking to you, for example. And here, it's reasonably busy because China domestic travel has returned close to normal. However, some airports, especially the big international hubs, have 99% down in terms of traffic, and they are the ones which are hurting the most.
Steve, I'm extremely jealous you're in Beijing, but my question to you is, will we see certain airports recovering faster than others then? Especially airport hubs serving large urban centres and financially strong airlines, for example.
Yeah, so I think the first thing which will come back is domestic travel. As soon as a country feels that it's safe to allow domestic travel, people start travelling again domestically. We've seen that happen in the US, we've seen that happen here in China. So countries with a domestic market will have passengers return first. Beyond that, we do see hub airports continuing to play an important role in the future. In the short term, more passengers are going to need to connect for their journeys anyway, because there are fewer flights, there are fewer direct international links, and so there will be more connecting needed in the short term. In the longer term, we do see the power of the hub and spoke model coming back, and so we do think hub airports will remain robust after the pandemic.
So I'm curious, Steve, how dependent are airports on anchor airlines exactly in order to survive?
The share of the home airline differs airport to airport. In some major hubs, the home airline can be as much as 60% or 70% of the total traffic. However, other airports which are not hubs, it can be as low as 20%. However, all the traffic is hit. So whether it's the home hub carrier or whether it's the foreign carriers flying in, all of that traffic has come down equally. So I don't think it matters whether you're a hub airport or not. These are very challenging times.
Right. So have airports been included in financial aid packages doled out by governments to help ailing airlines?
Yes. Many countries, especially the US, which had the CARES package, explicitly included airports in that support package. Other countries have made different arrangements, but I think most countries have realized that, look, airports are a critical national asset. Their revenue stream has dried up, and therefore they do need some short-term support. So most governments have stepped in some form to support their airports.
So besides government support, how else are actually airports surviving? Have they had to diversify their business in order to keep afloat?
Yeah, so there are some bright spots in aviation over this pandemic. Air cargo pricing has risen. And the reason air cargo pricing went up is because in the past, 50% of all cargo volume was carried in the bellies of passenger planes. Those passenger planes are not flying, so the cargo capacity has gone down. Because the cargo capacity has gone down, pricing has gone up. And at the same time, we've seen a spike in demand. And we've seen a spike in demand earlier in the pandemic because of urgent medical equipment. There was lots of transportation of masks and personal protective equipment and ventilators and so on. Now, there's a spike because of e-commerce. People are stuck at home, and instead of spending their money on vacations and air travel and restaurants and so on, they're sitting at home spending it online with e-commerce. And a lot of that goods are moved by air as well. So air cargo has actually been a beneficiary through this crisis. Airports, therefore, have seen cargo volumes solid and opportunities to grow in many cases where we're looking at air cargo hubs. Beyond that, some airports do have retail and leisure facilities aimed at people who aren't flying. However, with lockdowns in many of the countries, those have also been hit. So unfortunately, airports are highly exposed to the pandemic.
Steve, you know, like everything else, the aviation industry will operate differently once air travel resumes to pre-pandemic levels. So how will this impact airports moving forward?
I think the first thing to say is we do see demand will come back. Like at the moment, we see a lot of latent demand. There's lots of surveys which show that passengers want to travel again. Where there have been reductions in travel restrictions, passengers have come back very quickly. So I think our view is that leisure travel is robust, and leisure travel will come back relatively rapidly once we reach herd immunity and once travel restrictions come down. Now, what's the impact on airports? First of all, we're going to see leisure traffic come back before business traffic. We think business traffic and corporate traffic will be slower to recover, and some of it may never come back because it's been replaced by Zoom and online meetings. The implication for the airport is generally positive because leisure passengers typically spend longer in the airport. They're more likely to pay for the car parking. They're more likely to be spending in the shops. That should be a positive trend for the airline.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Steve Saxon, partner at McKinsey & Company, telling us about the future of airports. Oh, if they have one, well, they appear to.
They appear to.
I think they will evolve like all things. And thank goodness there has been cargo to help them during this time. But I just want to point out that if you look at Bloomberg at the current moment, and I'm doing a relative comparison to all the different airport operators in the region. So Malaysian airports saw revenue decline on a one-year basis by 64%. Airports of Thailand down 50%. So every airport in the region is facing this crunch, right? Because basically, there are very few planes still flying at the moment.
That's right. I think he said two very important points. I think domestic markets will recover faster. But more importantly for the airports, because the shift is likely to go from corporate to leisure, leisure customers tend to favour and improve airport performance because they tend to stay longer in the airport. They probably will buy duty-free and enjoy more of the facilities as well.
And they pay for parking, which is something which is something airports make money from. But up next, could Malaysia become a high-income nation? We'll find out with Richard Record, lead economist at the World Bank. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.